Mary Wilson of The Supremes, and honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, you see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. It is 10 p.m. here on a Friday night, which means you are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. And I am your host, Savoir Fair. Finally back at the mic here after a, well, let's just say an extended break. It was a combination of vacation, illness, and then other crazy unforeseeable things here, but so I apologize for that. And you know, of course, if you've been following along here these last couple months anyway, we are in the midst of celebrating Miami Vice's 35th anniversary this year, and over their five seasons, of course, there's just so much great music to get to. So we still got quite a ways to go here, and November 1st. So, any event, we're still pushing that along here, even though we're about 2 months removed from the actual anniversary there, back in the September. So, not that I have anything lined up for it in particular, but last Saturday was the 35th anniversary of the Terminator movie series, which, of course, the latest one was just released last night, I believe it was. And, let's just say 35 years does a lot to an actor, or actors in general, but just saying. All right. Any event. So, yes, tonight is part 4 of our Miami Vice anniversary celebration. And before we begin, of course, we need to discuss the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. And that is Israeli director-producer Boaz Davidson's 1978 movie Lemon Popsicle was a European success. He remade it in the U.S. and changed the soundtrack to include new wave and other modern artists of the time back in 1982. And the question is, of course, tonight, name that U.S. remake. And the answer, of course, is The Last American Virgin. That's right. The soundtrack was more notable, in my opinion, for featuring artists from Blondie to James Ingram. Really just a fantastic soundtrack. And again, far better than the movie for certain, but any event. And if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. All right. Let's start off the show here with Yellow here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Maybe.
Maybe.
sweat on my face. A little man whose eyes half closed puts chairs on tables, admires his work, and collects a quarter from the floor. I head over to Broadway, where I watch myself having a slow breakfast, trying to impress the barman with a fresh voice when I ask for the bill. The sun blowing the moon away lights me up for one more day. The streets are naked in the morning sun. The night
broad shoulder, coming out to give yourself, to give yourself a fighting chance. I've seen those eyes, I know that face. So many search for a resting place. Just give me a word, that's all I need. No time to lose, and I've wasted too much already. Making plans by the 19, taking action by the new time. Hunters prowl around, wounded in the night by an enemy who brings them down by wearing 100 different masks. With darkness closing all around, your light is small, but let it shine that much brighter every time. Every time, every time I look to you, na 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 na.
And we are back on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Friday evening at 10 p.m., bringing you the best of the 80s. And tonight is no different, although tonight we have a special themed show for you as we are continuing our 35th anniversary celebration of Miami Vice, or at the very least the music of Miami Vice. And we started off that set with Yellow from 1985. We heard the track Desire. It's off of their album Stella. Shannon was in there with Do You Want to Get Away from her 1985 single. And we wrapped it up there with Cactus World News. We heard the track State of Emergency off of their 1986 release Urban Beaches. You never hear much about those guys, you know, when talking about the 80s, but certainly no big hits, but definitely great stuff, in my opinion. But they were out of Dublin, Ireland, and their very first single, The Bridge, was actually produced by U2's Bono. So there you go. All right, as usual, we got plenty to get to here tonight, folks. So we're just going to dive back into it with some rap. We'll be right back.
They can see I'm not so good. People in the know, they can see that I miss you. In the night with no one to hear me, I'm afraid and I cry. Seasons change, but there's nothing changes my mind. I've been loving you too long, and I can't seem to stop. Like to see someone try love by you and no other loving will do. In your time, baby, come back to me. Don't leave this girl lost in.
I'm getting emotional. I'm a little verklempt.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Avoir Faire. And we are still in the midst of our Miami Vice celebration, celebrating the 35th anniversary of Miami Vice this year. And as we've been doing for the last few weeks, we are featuring only music that appeared in 5 seasons of Miami Vice. And we started off that set with Rat and Dance from their 1986 release, Dancing Undercover. That was their third album. Depeche Mode was in there with Fly on the Windscreen from their 1986 release, Black Celebration. And then we wrapped it up there with an absolutely beautiful song there from Joan Armatrading and Love By You. That's from her 1985 release, Secret Secrets. And, there you go. So, if you're just joining us and you want to catch the rest of the show, or maybe some week you can't tune in at 10 o'clock, you can always catch the archived versions of the show for the last 2 weeks on the station's website at WMFO.org. And just click on the schedule link at the top there and find songs from the Squid Pod. And you can also find the playlist of each show there as well. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Squid Pod Music. Where each week we bring you the 80s trivia question of the week. And, yeah.
Hey, Dubs.
Got about 22 minutes to go here, 23 and a half, whatever. So let's just dive back into it here. I know last night was Halloween, and but so I just missed it. But yeah, we're going to play something from The Damned here. Here on Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
We'll be right back. don't cry.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and that's going to do it for the Squid Pod tonight, folks. Hope to see you here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp as we continue our celebration of the 35th anniversary of Miami Vice. Got time for one last track, but let's talk about what we've been listening to. We are currently listening to Grace Jones, which just ended there. And we heard the track The Fashion Show from her 1985 release Slave to the Rhythm. Prior to Miss Jones, we heard The Mission and Wasteland from their 1986 debut God's Own Medicine. And we started off the set with The Damned and the title track to their 1986 release, Anything. Alrighty. As I said, I got time for one more track here. And this is from Think Man. Think Man is a side project of Rupert Hine, who's an English musician, songwriter, producer. He's produced albums for Tina Turner, Howard Jones, Underworld, just to name a few. Believe me, the list is long. In the early 60s, he was part of the folk duo Rupert and David. And they released one single, which was a cover of Paul Simon's The Sounds of Silence. And while it wasn't a commercial success, it was notable for featuring a young Jimmy Page on guitar and Herbie Flowers on bass. And Hein has a new compilation out, just released in August of this year, called Fighting Apathy with Shock, the best of Rupert Hein as Thinkman. And for all you 80s fans out there, you probably best remember him for his great little video, 80s video from MTV there, for his track Surface Tension. Anyway, I've said too much. Have a great week, everyone. Great weekend, everyone. See you here next week. Take care.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Is it time?